Hey friend, welcome to the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. I'm your host, Emily Cleghorn. This podcast is for mamas navigating childhood trauma while also walking through mamahood. Together, we will empower each other to connect with who we were created to be versus who we were told to be in our trauma. I'm so excited that you've decided to take some time out of your day to join me and tune in. I hope you find this podcast uplifting and empowering. Let's get to it. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. I am so excited that you have taken some time out of your day to tune in and join me for this episode. Today, I would like to take a slight pause and share with you briefly about what the Mended Mama Life Method is and how you can achieve it. So we're going to dive straight in because there's a fair amount to cover here. So the Mended Mama Method or Mended Mama Life Method is built on four pillars. The first pillar is something that if you've been following for any amount of time or if you're brand new, this is something that you will hear me talk about a lot. And it is about building your trigger toolbox. So often in mamahood, we find that our kids are triggering. And that is so closely related to growing up in a chaotic, stressful environment and your nervous system not knowing what calm feels like. And so you kind of go through a process of developing the strategies and teaching your nervous system what calm feels like and how to navigate those triggering situations. The next pillar I call is casting a vision. And this really goes down to knowing deep down why it is you want to heal, why you want to heal, what you want to achieve in healing, and what you want your life to look like. And part of that is acknowledging where you are currently, because I firmly believe that you cannot change what you do not acknowledge. If you are unaware, like I was at the very beginning of my parenting journey, just how much work you need to, how much healing you have to do, then it's going to be like walking around in a dark room. You're not going to know what to do. You're not going to know where to go. You're not going to know what step you need to do first. And it's going to create a sense of aimlessness. And that's not helpful for you or anybody else. So casting a vision is the next thing we do after you've got your trigger toolbox. Because if your nervous system is in survival mode and you are easily triggered at the sign of any stress or stressful event, then knowing your why, knowing what you want to create, the life you want to create is, it's not going to, there's going to be on a misalignment and it's not going to click. The third pillar are the stepping stones. These are the bits and pieces that I have discovered myself, have learned and grasped myself, that will really take your vision and make it a reality. Okay, so we're creating a vision. The next step is to gather the stepping stones to make it a reality. And these first three pillars are going to impact not just you, but your entire family. However, we're not focusing on your entire family at the beginning. And before you say, well, Emily, that sounds a bit selfish, let me just say that your kids are watching you and absorbing everything that you say, everything that you do, your behaviors, your mannerisms, everything. They are absorbing that. So if they don't see Mama taking time for herself and healing herself and learning how to be calm, then eventually, sooner than you think, they are going to mirror that back to you. So it's really Mama focused at the beginning. And in the fourth pillar, we focus on improved relationship connections. Now, yes, that is kind of interwoven all throughout all of the pillars, but it's a focus in the fourth pillar. And we're talking about things like building a relationship toolbox, knowing what a healthy relationship looks like, what boundaries in a healthy relationship look like, and how to implement them, how to advocate for a relationship, for yourself in a relationship. Relationships with other people are really dependent upon your relationship with yourself. Whew. Let that soak in for a minute. Relationships with other people are really dependent upon your relationship with yourself. Whew. And I talk a bit about that in my book, Rising from the Ashes. But those are the four pillars. So how could that transform your life? So let's say that you are a mama and right now fear is running the show. You're scared that your kids are going to inherit your rage, your anger. You don't trust people because people hurt you. And you're living with a titanium wall around your heart, meaning that you don't let other people in. But what you need to realize is that if you're not letting other people in, you're also not letting love out. That wall that's around your heart is preventing you from feeling, from being hurt. Granted, it's doing that. But it's also preventing you from feeling love, from feeling kindness, from feeling healthy friendships, healthy relationships. And it's preventing you from giving that as well. So if you choose to follow this method and give the four pillars a chance, and you break down over time the titanium wall that's around your heart, and you start to feel love, and you start to give love, and you start to have friendships that are healthy, that don't require you to be the doormat, that don't require you to be the people pleaser, that don't require you to put up with gaslighting and manipulation and abuse and neglect. You are going to feel so empowered. And at first, that's going to feel foreign. It's going to feel weird because it's new. It's new. And it's not something that you felt before. And your relationship with your kids is going to blossom. You love your babies so much, and you want for them a childhood that you were not blessed with. And I admire that, Mama. I want the same for my kids. But it also requires me and you to do some work if we want to give them that. Because trauma is a cycle, and it's going to take you being brave and courageous and saying no more. It stops now. So that is a brief overview of the Mended Mama Method. And if you would like to get started, I would like to invite you to check out a brand new private podcast series that is almost ready. Almost ready. You can opt in now, clicking the link in the show notes of this episode. It's called Mama Untriggered, and it's a 5-episode private podcast, so you can only access it if you opt in. If you fill out the form and submit it, it will show up in your inbox. And you can listen on the go, you can listen in the car, you can listen while you work out, you can listen while your kids nap, you got your earphones in. But over the 5 episodes, you are going to begin the process of building your trigger toolbox, giving yourself the tools that you need to learn how to calm your nervous system. Because right now, it doesn't know what calm feels like. It's got a messed up perspective of what calm is. Calm is not waiting for the other shoe to drop. Calm is not planning for the worst case scenario. Calm is not hiding out in your apartment, your house, avoiding other people. That is not calm. That is survival. So, again, I invite you to download the Mama Untriggered private podcast series. It is absolutely going to blow your mind. I am so excited for you to get those tools. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. See you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast.
If you resonated with what you heard, please hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and share it with a friend who would also benefit, because we rise together. Until next time, Mama, keep shining.